news, I suppose, that some people were expecting, and I think some members of staff might have been on their guard. But when it happened yesterday evening at 7 o'clock, the manager called them into the office and told the staff they were being let go and the shop was closing down. It came as a major shock and a major surprise to a lot of people. And as you say, it's a major blow to down to Ballyshannon. We've had a number of closures in Ballyshannon. We've had Heaton's, BWG closed down, and now the Mace shop had employed 30 people and they're all out of work. So it's a major blow, yes indeed.
And Ballyshannon really can't afford to lose 30 jobs, can it?
No, not at this moment of time. 30 jobs in Ballyshannon would be the equivalent of 500 or 600 jobs in Dublin. And certainly we can't afford to lose any more jobs because there are no jobs available in Ballyshannon. And unfortunately, our young people are going to have to emigrate because there's nothing left for them in this town. I don't know what the answer is, but I'm hoping, and I think everybody is hoping, that somebody will take over the store and take it over immediately, do a revamp on it, get a few fresh ideas, get a new front, a new, you know, and do a major job on it and open immediately and get the staff that's there back to work.
And what's the blame for this closure? Are rates too high, for example, in Ballyshannon?
It's probably one of many. I suppose rates are high in Ballyshannon. Rent would have been high. The gentleman that was there was renting this property from the owner, and I suppose the rent was fairly high as well. I think the main problem would be the business isn't there anymore because we're in close proximity to Donegal Town, and there's two major stores in Donegal Town, or three now actually, because Aldi has opened there recently. There's a major supermarket in Bundoran. We're in close proximity to Enniskillen, where you have Asda and you have Tesco, and a number of people are inclined to go and shop there. So there's a number of factors, and I suppose when they all come together, It creates the problem, but it's not one single problem. It's, as I say, it's a number of them, and I suppose lack of business is a big one, and lack of money.